What do you think about Thierry Henry being added to the league?
Fantastic. You know, just someone of his stature and still at the prime of his, you know, not prime, but, you know, top part of his career. Just played for Barcelona with the French squad. So I think it's fantastic.
Do you expect another Beckham kind of situation like you faced in LA?
I think so. I think that the what it does, it brings another international superstar, if you like, to the league. And I think that it'll get more interest from overseas looking at our league. And obviously, we want to get interest from the fans in the country, though.
And
I think that will happen.
And finally, is the quality of the play of the league up to this, do you think?
The quality of the league? Show today, you played quite well. We had a lot of chances against a good... Obviously, it's pre-season for Tottenham, we know that. But, you know, I think a few years ago, teams get beat, you know, but we're not easy to beat now. And not just San Jose, but all the teams in the league. It's a good standard. It's a good standard.
Frank, you were talking about hoping the team would start playing a little sharper football. Did you feel that you saw it today?
Yes, I did. I thought on a hot day, obviously in the mode of... a little bit friendly, you know, it's a friendly game, it's an exhibition, but I thought it was played in good spirit. I thought both teams tried to create chances and score goals. It was funny, it was 0-0, we had like 16-15 shots and decent chances, and that was the thing that I thought from our team was good. We created some really good opportunities to score. If you're not creating chances, you have a problem. So I thought it was a good exercise and well played game.
What about the back line? Do you feel like they gave up too many chances?
Not really. I think the way we went about it, we talked about was enjoy the ball and not sit back and just try and maybe, you know, stifle them. We wanted to go play, and I think we did go play. So it gave our players a bit more expression than I normally give them, which is, you know, I'm a little bit stricter with their movements. But I wanted to find out in a game like this, can they do it? And they can. So it makes me feel better if I can put some of the players that played, you know, especially second half, they're the guys that haven't played a lot. I feel comfortable playing them.
Do you have any update on the Aiko Barra?
Yeah, he's fine. It was just a precautionary thing for his hamstring. We didn't want him to get, you know, pull it, and he's out for Thursday.
No, he's out for Thursday.
He's not out. I didn't want him to be. So we pulled him out of this game, so he'll be okay to train.
So the back line will go, Jason will shift over again?
You always ask me that question, don't you?
I do.
I'll let you know Monday.
when I'm on the road.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Give me a call.
Yeah.
I'll decide. We'll see. Chris Leach looks like he's injured, so I thought Joe didn't do a bad job, to be honest, at right back. You know, so we have options, and yeah, we'll figure it out. I'll let this game sort of go away. A really good experience for us, I thought, for all concerned. You know, their staff was fantastic to us when we went there. I think that the same thing for their trip here. I think we've took care of them, and they're really happy. So we want them to come back every year.
What happened to Eduardo yesterday?
Re-injured his thigh.
Obviously you're disappointed, but can you?
Well, he's devastated because he's, you know, he just wants to get playing, and he's getting close to playing. He would have played today at some point in this game, and just so frustrating.
How far does it push it back?
We don't know. I mean, you know, if you re-injure it and it's pretty sore and torn, you know, it's a tear, it's an MRI, it's a tear. I've asked Bruce the details of that, but it's not a couple of weeks. It's, you know, it's more like six-ish. So frustrating because I think he was just starting to look good in practice, and I was looking forward to using him.
What are some of the things you'll take home from this game as far as learning about what the players are capable of against a team like that?
What I liked about us today was we weren't overawed. And I think that we're at home. Obviously, it's, you know, we should play quite well here. But I think that we weren't nervous. We weren't edgy. I thought Bobby Convey and Ramiro Corrales were excellent first half. Obviously, we could have left them on, but... I thought they were excellent. I thought that they really drove our team on for that position. But I like the way we went about it. We weren't scared, and we played.
You mentioned that you kind of opened up the leash a little bit, let the players play a little more. Mm-hmm. Will that go into how you prepare for the next games?
Yeah, I think so. I think at home we need to get a bit more inventive, take some more chances going forward a little bit, you know. But the players I have to work with, I just see what their strengths and weaknesses are. I haven't had a ton of options because of the injuries we've had, but now maybe some players are starting to come back. Scott Seeley coming back, Cornell's inside. We have a little bit more leeway to do that.
Thanks, Frank.
Pleasure.
Thank you.